February 24th, 2012, it's the Lullabot Podcast. Lullabot Podcast. Hi, it's Jeff Robbins back with the Lullabot Podcast number 101. This week on the podcast, we've got an interview with Ben Finkley from Valachi, who is organizing the Blue Drop Awards, a Drupal Awards website and ceremony talking about the best Drupal websites launched in the past year or so. I also wanted to mention before we get in with Ben that Lullabot is hiring. Lullabot.com/jobs is where you can find a listing of the current jobs at Lullabot.com. We're actually posting more jobs up there. If you go to lullabot.com/mailing list, you can get on our mailing list and we'll send out when we've got new jobs. If you'd like to work with the people who bring you this podcast, please, by all means, contact us. We're hiring designers, developers, product manager, biz dev people. And like I said, there's more jobs that are going to be posted soon. So lullabot.com/jobs. All right, let's get to our interview with Ben Finkley. Ben Finkley, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. You know, I've been in this community for 5-6 years, and this is my very first time to be on the Lullabot podcast.
I was surprised adding you on Skype. I thought, how is it that I don't have Ben? Because I feel like you've been on the podcast, but I guess you haven't.
Well, you know, I have been, kind of part of the Lullabot mystique, if you will. we created the DVD there for the
SEO.
So that was a lot of fun, and we hung out together for a few days, many more days than I would have expected that kind of thing takes, but it's always this.
We're very thorough. If people want to watch that, so you can get that on store.lullabot.com, that Ben's talking about. The it's called Drupal SEO, I think is what
right.
The video is called.
That's it, Drupal
and
SEO.
Now it's also up on Drupalize Me.
That's right.
Yeah, and you can watch it.
So that was exciting and that was fun, and I'm sorry I didn't pitch the websites. You told me to do that and I forgot, so I'm glad you got it in. but I got to say this, and this is just coming from the heart. Yesterday was my birthday, Jeff, and this is by far the best gift that I got this year, was to get to be on the Lullabot podcast. So thank you.
Well, you know, we do what we can. So Ben, so you're kind of the Drupal SEO guy. Why don't you tell us a little bit about sort of your background and your company and kind of what you do and sort of what you're known for in Drupal?
Yeah. Well, we call it Drupal Internet Marketing now, but in any case, I came originally into the Drupal community after having created websites for e-commerce and stuff on other platforms, and a friend of mine approached me and said, hey, why don't you build the website for me? And so that kind of got the ball rolling, and I started building sites in Drupal. But I also had this background in doing internet marketing, and I at one point just kind of looked around and said, you know, there are a lot of companies that build Drupal websites and not a lot of companies that know how to properly do, you know, the SEO part of it. So I decided at that point I would focus on the marketing side and stop doing the building side, just because I didn't think anybody else was, you know, interested in that market. This led to that, and we started Valachi a couple of years after that. We were known back in the day under a different name. After starting Valachi, about a year later, released the Drupal 6 search engine optimization book, and which I don't know, I guess you can still get on Amazon, and then shortly thereafter did the DVD with you guys and all that kind of stuff. And we do presentations at Drupal cons and Drupal camps and things like that. But that's what we do, is we specialize. We work with companies who build Drupal websites. and to, we come in with them or after them and then do pick it up and do the marketing side.
Right on. Yeah. And you're a well-known speaker and public figure at Drupal events.
Yeah. Thank you.
The Ben Finkley talks are usually not to be missed.
We aim to please.
Yes. Okay, cool. Great.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, now we're calling them the Blue Drop Awards.
That's right. Blue Drop Awards.
Which people will eventually refer to them as the Drupal Awards? Is this?
God, I hope so. But you know that's not what they're officially called. They're officially called the Blue Drop Awards.
So let's talk about this idea, where it came from and where it's at right now. So first of all, for people who want to follow along at home, bluedropawards.org.
That's it.
You can go there. You can bring it up on your screen. Have a little visual as we're talking.
Yep. So Blue Drop Awards. So the idea here really is just like it's kind of like the People's Choice Awards, except for Drupal. And what we're hoping to do is create a lot of momentum and a lot of chatter in the world and in the community about Drupal. And one of the best ways to do that is to have some sort of competition, some sort of an awards program. And so the way that the contest works is that only people in the Drupal community can nominate websites, and only people in the Drupal community get to choose the winners. It is a voting competition. And so what we're, the way that we've set it up is you come in, you register on bluedropawards.org, and you put in your Drupal.org information, just a little, just like a link to your profile page on Drupal.org, and we just verify that just to make sure, yep, this is a real person, and then we give you the full permissions to access all of the parts of the site that you'll need to participate. As we get the nominations in, we're checking them over. We're making sure that, first of all, the nomination is complete and that it's a high quality site. We believe that this competition and this website may be one of the first two or three websites that somebody sees when they're thinking about using Drupal, if you go to the website today, it's a good website. It's just not the most beautiful Drupal site that's ever been built. But right now, what we're trying to do is just gather up those nominations, clear them through, and get them up so people can vote on them. And then once we have our winners, we're going to build a second website that will really be a showcase website that will talk about the projects, talk about how they were done. The companies that built them, but mostly it's to shine a light on Drupal and to show what Drupal can do.
Yeah, it's like the Grammys or the Oscars or something like that, right? The Oscars happened, and you say, "I didn't know about that movie. It's a silent movie, and it won all these awards. I should probably go and see this silent movie that
absolutely
came out."
But that's exactly what's going on right now. Is there's nominations that are coming through the site of websites that I just had no idea were Drupal sites. One of my favorites is the Martin Luther King association or organization. It's the memorial. It's the new website for the Martin Luther King
Center.org.
That's it. The King Center.
So I'm looking at the site. So as they post the sites, they end up getting posted on the homepage? Is that sort of how things are working now?
It's a little bit more complicated than that. There's a process, right? There's a vetting process,
right?
Because like I said, I think people are going to new people to the Drupal community are going to see these sites, and we don't want them to be just a spammy site that somebody decided to nominate, right? So we're looking at them. We're making sure that they're quality sites. And it's not like, is it using 17 different views to produce. It's not anything like that. It's just, right. Is it a good quality site? Does it look good? Is it appealing? Is it something I look at and go, yeah, this is a good representation of what a quality Drupal site can do. And you have, you know, there are fields in there, and you can explain all that. I mean, if all the yummy Drupal goodness is behind the scenes, then there's a field where you can just kind of say, look, here's what it's doing that's special or unique, or where I'm pushing the envelope, or quite simply where this organization that owns this website,
oh, wow,
is making a difference.
Yeah, look at this. I'm looking through the posting for the King Center. Yeah, and it's uh-huh. got the award category and why does it deserve a win and who yeah. built it and yeah. How it was done and all this. It's great. Yeah.
So that was that one was submitted. That site was created by Palantir, and it's a great site. It's a beautiful site.
Yeah. So it's interesting. You say like new people to the Drupal community will get to see this, but even calling them, the way that Drupal's growing now, like we're sort of used to this kind of what I'm almost seeing, and this sounds a little bit blasphemous, but like new people aren't necessarily kind of coming to the community anymore. They're just sort of out there looking for a CMS. Show me some good sites that were built with this CMS
I
know.
That's exactly right.
And it's even before they would sort of come to DrupalCon or anything like that. It's
sure.
just sort of like, show me the, you know, good sites that were built or reputable sites that were built with this so that I know that I can build a beautiful site with it as well.
Right. So it's a, I would say that the problem is even a little bit deeper than that. I think what typically happens is, somebody goes to a website development company and they talk about what they want their site to do. And the website development company is already using Drupal or already using some other product. And so that's what they build the website in. And the customer doesn't really even know or was never really given a choice of what platform to use. They just, does it do what I want? Is it easy? And except for the very, the enterprise level or even some of the bigger level companies, they're just basically they're taking whatever was handed to them. And the way that I think of it was the way that medicine was in the first part of the last century. You know, it's like you go to the doctor, you explain your problem, and they give you whatever pill that they think is going to fix the problem for you, right? Now, with the internet, we go online, we look up our problem, we look up the symptoms, and then we go into the doctor and we say, here's the pill that I want you to give me, right? It's a lot more, empowering to a patient these days. Well, what I want to do is I want to empower people to know enough about Drupal and know how good it is and how it's getting better by leaps and bounds year after year. It's already at the best technologically, right? But it's getting even better, and that's exciting. But I want people to have found Drupal for their industry, found it for their the size of their company, whatever it is that kind of they think of themselves as. I want them to go look anytime they're looking at that and the word website or anything like that. I want them to find Drupal and see that Drupal's amazing. And then go to a web development company that is using Drupal and get them to build them a Drupal site.
Right.
That's the vision. I mean, that's the way I want all websites to be built, is like that. And I think if that was the way that the world was today, Drupal would lose. And I'm being honest. I think that there are other products that do a better job of marketing themselves, trumpeting their benefits, talking about what it can do for the customer, where the Drupal community doesn't really do that. They talk about features, or they talk about
first of all, it's open source, so there's some dynamics around that where there's not a company who has, this is their product, and so therefore they're going out and they've got, people saying this is the best product ever because we built it.
There's no Drupal sales team, right? There's no Drupal marketing department,
right? Not for Drupal proper.
Yeah, and I'm not pointing fingers here. I'm part of the community. I'm part of the problem, mm-hmm. right? Or at least I feel like I have been part of the problem, is that, yeah, I know that this stuff needs, we need some great marketing tools for Drupal. We need it would be great to have a Drupal marketing department. I mean, how cool would that be? But there's really, that doesn't exist, and it doesn't seem like it's just going to happen.
Well, it's funny. I had a talk with Jacob Redding a couple of weeks ago, and it sounds like, you know, there's some movement in that kind of direction, which is really exciting. With all the Drupal cons that have been run, and all of the sort of commerce isn't quite the right word, but sort of activity around Drupal and the Drupal Association. The Drupal Association actually has some funding.
A marketing have a market, which is great.
Well, and they can start doing some stuff that they couldn't have in the past, and that's one of them. But so just to be clear, is Blue Drop Awards part of the Drupal Association?
That's a great question, and it's not a part of the Drupal Association in that it wasn't mandated by the association, and we're not supported by them or anything like that, at least not yet. I've got a phone call with Jacob tomorrow, so we'll see.
So it's an independent awards program.
It is an independent – thank you. I'm going to write that down. It is an independent awards program that is really kind of it's grassroots. It's something that we started – to hopefully accomplish a couple of things for the community. First of all, is to shine a great big old spotlight on the great projects that have been done. We've put considerable effort into doing some PR and preparing what's on the website so that people can really understand that these are the best of the best. And so that's good. If nothing else, it will help the companies that built those fantastic websites to get more publicity and to show how good they are. And that's a good thing. We want strong companies doing well in the Drupal community. The second thing that I hope will happen from this, and this is kind of the longer-term, year-long view of the Blue Drop Awards, is that we'll take any proceeds that we get from sponsors, from individual donations, and we're going to take that money and build some of the tools, some of the marketing tools that are missing in the community. So that's the two-step phase. What the awards will do is it'll give us a long list of really great Drupal sites. And then what we're going to be able to do after that, because we'll know a little bit more about them, we'll know who the owner of that site is, we'll know who built the site, and we'll pick up the phone and say, hey, we want the world to know more about your website and how Drupal helped you. Are you willing to have that conversation with us? And go into a white paper or go on a podcast or even just write a blog post about your experience with using Drupal and what it's done for your organization, and start to put together those stories that really tell what Drupal is all about. And that's that's what I hope carries forward from here.
So it looks like, if I counted right, there are 10 different awards that are part of this year's awarding.
I hope you counted wrong.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Nine. Good.
Sorry.
Okay, good.
I was counting while you were talking, and
You got distracted.
You're mesmerizing me, Ben. So 9 awards. So let's read them off. So Drupal Website of the Year. Best Enterprise Website Built with Drupal, Best Business Website Built with Drupal, Best Marketplace Website Built with Drupal. I'm just going to stop saying Built with Drupal because they all say Built with Drupal. Best Social Website, Best Nonprofit/Education Website, Best Media Website, Best Personal Website, and Best, this is my favorite category, Best Interesting Website. Interesting. We don't know quite how to categorize it. But it's interesting.
It sure is interesting. We like it.
We don't know.
That's the catch-all.
So it's interesting. I mean, this is the first year of this awards. You know, like those of us who do development have learned the power of agile agile methodology and, you know, iterative kinds of things. I'm guessing, you know, how are people reacting to this? And there's so many questions I've got.
Yeah, sure. And let me answer some of those questions, and then you can feel free to ask more. So the response has been overwhelmingly positive. I have not talked to one person or heard, emailed anything from anybody who had something bad to say about the idea and putting, you know, doing something like this for the community. Without reservation, I'd say people are very pleased with Blue Drop Awards. Obviously, that's awesome. I mean, this is a community thing, and if the community doesn't like it, then it's kind of a big failure. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we have, you know, of course, people have ideas, right? So this is a community, and everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I am wide open to hearing those ideas. The thing that we hear the most about is the categories.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, what does enterprise really mean?
Right.
And you know, if you dig a little deeper into the site, we actually you know, give two or three sentence descriptions of each category. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of clarify. And if you're on the site, if you go to the nomination form, and there's a link to nomination requirements there. And it's just I think it's nomination-requirements. In any case, you know, so people are frustrated. You know, how come you lumped educational websites in with nonprofits? That doesn't make any sense at all. Or you know, how come an enterprise website is big business, government, and healthcare? You know, that doesn't make sense at all. And we totally agree. We think it makes rotten sense to lump those together, and it's ridiculous that a huge a .gov website is going to compete with a hospital, right? That doesn't make sense at all. But you know what? It was, like you said, it's going to be an iterative process. The funny thing about it is from the time that we sat down, talked about it, came up with the idea, although this idea has been floating around for probably two or three years in this community, but decided, you know what, let's just do it. It was 11 days later that we launched the
website. Yeah, it's funny how these things happen. Let's just do it. Talking about the right way to do it. Let's just do it.
Exactly.
If we do it wrong the first time, oh well, we'll...
Yep.
Fix it later.
Absolutely. So the criticism that I've been waiting for, and I've been really glad not to get, I'm going to just lay it out there so you guys can, you know, shoot me emails, nasty grams, is how come you didn't like get a community, you know, committee together and organize some meetings on IRC and really get a lot of people involved? And I mean, because we had 11 days, you know, we just didn't have the time to kind of pull all the consensus together that we would have needed in order to launch something. So, we just decided, look, let's just pick the categories. Let's just make the decisions, the hard decisions. And, you know, when we first started out, I wanted to have like 15 categories. You know, what's really missing there is like, you know, what's the best distribution of Drupal? That's, you know, what's the best well done piece of documentation that's been...
So other things other than websites, I guess.
Yeah, things other than websites.
So, yeah, so distribution.
Who's the most helpful person on IRC?
People, right?
I'd love to recognize actual individual people. I think,
yeah, once you get the boat off the dock, you can kind of navigate it wherever you want. However, you can only navigate it so far in a month and a half.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Actually, in this case, 3 weeks? But,
what we wanted to... Yeah, the idea is there's got to be enough time to get the word out and to get nominations. There's got to be enough time for reviewing those nominations and settling on the finalists. And then there's got to be enough time to vote. And if we took a month to do what we needed to do, there just wouldn't be enough time for any of that. And you know, coming off the at large board election for the DA. I mean, that was kind of scary to look at that and go, wow, there were I think what 600 or 700 people who voted out of a community of 200,000 or 300,000 that are active on D.O. I think maybe it's even bigger. That's like 500,000 or something that were eligible to vote. Huh. And there were several hundred, right, that voted. And so it's like, you know, that's scary. And that can, you know, we don't want that to happen. So we need some time to kind of generate the buzz and get the conversation going. And well, luckily that's what I do for a living. So we've been able to tackle that pretty well.
Yeah. So let's talk, you sort of alluded to this, but you need enough time for voting, enough time for submitting. Are there deadlines for submissions if people are looking at this and saying, oh, we should submit our website?
Definitely there are deadlines. So March the 5th is the first deadline that's looming. So anytime before midnight on March the 5th, and you know, I don't really care what time zone you're in, just midnight wherever you are, just get it in on March the 5th. And that's the deadline for getting in your nomination. There is about a week gap between the deadline for nominations and when voting begins. And so that kind of dead time in there is when the nominating committee, which is currently forming, is going to evaluate every single accepted nomination. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's a pretty low hurdle to nominate a website. Right. You answer a few questions. If the website's built in Drupal, if it was launched in a particular time frame, if it's pretty decent, then it's going to get accepted. It's mm-hmm. going to go up on the site. But we're limiting the number of finalists in each category to 10. And that's so that we really can focus in on the really great websites, because these are the showcase websites. Mm-hmm. And so we're forming a nominating committee. If you're in the Drupal community, you can join the nominating committee. It's not hard. Just contact us through the website, and we're putting that committee together. And then we'll settle on those 10 for each category, and then we'll open up the voting, and everybody can go in and vote once in each category, and then vote once for Website of the Year. So Website of the Year will be picked from the finalists in any category, and that'll be just the winner. So the deadline you need to keep in mind right now is March the 5th. We've actually created an iCal with all the deadlines and stuff in it. And if you go to the front page, there's a little calendar there.
Subscribe via iCal.
And there's no confirmation, so it just, you click it and you're subscribed. That's it. All we're right. Serious about the calendar. In any case, so click it; it'll import into your whatever calendar you use, and all the dates are there. We're going to announce the awards, and I'm going off the top of my head because about 60 seconds into the podcast, the screen on my computer went dark, and I have been unable to access it since. So all my preparatory notes that I had,
you've been
are
doing
out the window.
This entire half an hour now, just off the top of your head. That's amazing.
Off the top of my head. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the announcement is going to be on March the 27th of the winners. Voting, I believe, starts on the must be the 12th, or I don't know. Anyway, it's there on the site.
It's on the website.
It's on the, if you go to the FAQ or if you subscribe to the calendar, all the details are there. But March the 5th that's the real one that you got to be concerned about.
Cool. Well, let's see. What else? So what do you have, like, long-term goals for this?
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea of shining a spotlight on the Drupal community is, I think is key here. And what I'd like to do is continue to do that year after year. You know, there's another big Drupal event coming up in this summer in, you know, over in Europe and Germany, I believe, this year. Munich, maybe, but DrupalCon, and you know, if this first event goes well, then you know, I'd very much like to do one focused exclusively on that area of the world. I think that would be really powerful, and I think that'd be lots of fun. You know, putting up the website, showcasing the different sites, creating just the best marketing materials that we can possibly afford. And putting those out and giving them away to people in the community to help them sell their Drupal projects, to help them sell themselves, and most of all to help us all do a better job of selling Drupal. So that's kind of the, you know, that in the next 6 to 8 months, that's what I want to see happen. And then year after year, you know, next year, yeah, I would like to kind of open up the categories a little bit more. There's a forum on bluedropawards.org that you can go to, and if you want to talk about this category or that or what they should be, absolutely come and let's have that conversation. And then just listen to the community and, you know, figure out what do people need? What do you want when you walk into that customer's office and they say, well, what is this Drupal thing? I heard that it doesn't scale. Or, you know, are there any other, you know, dentists who've built websites using Drupal? Or, you know, are there any other, you know, big hospitals that have built Drupal websites? Or, you know, I know it's running whitehouse.gov, but can it really run a site for me? You know, I mean, I'd like to have the collateral that answers that question.
Yeah.
And just give it away. I mean, just take it. Here's the source file. Go edit it. Put your logo on it. I don't care. I just want to help.
Yeah, there's some interesting opportunities. Well, and even that category, but most interesting site. But to sort of
hold on. It's the best interesting site. It is not the most interesting site. There was a debate. I kid you not. We talked about that wording very carefully.
I'm sure you did. But to sort of show the breadth of things that can be done with Drupal, the wide variety. So, I mean, we've certainly seen a lot of large sites like the White House website that have been done, and but you don't get to see, I don't know, some of the other, shall we say, interesting things that people are doing. And
And I'm sitting here with, like, I can think of probably 10 off the top of my head, and I don't want to say them because I want them to go nominate themselves for a Blue Drop Award. You know, I want whatever company built that to, hey, go nominate those really cool gov sites that you built, and go nominate. You know, one of the ones that was nominated just today was Twit TV. It's a phenomenal website. Everybody knows who Leo Laporte is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the guys over at ImageX built that site, and it's really a very well done media website built in Drupal. Why shouldn't we be bragging about that? Why shouldn't we be shouting about that from the rooftops? Right. Well, I don't know how to shout from the rooftops, but we should try, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And Leo's been such a Drupal supporter over the years.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a give back in a major way to the people who build Drupal sites, the people who choose Drupal for their site. Because at some point Leo said, "Hey, I'm gonna go with Drupal. Drupal's the way that we're gonna build this project." Well, you know, thanks. Hello, somebody, you like call him and say, "Hey, great job." Right?
Well, I mean, ImageX did an excellent job with the site.
Of course.
I have it pulled up. And there's Steve Martin right there on twit.tv. There's that much more legitimacy.
But I would love, you know what I would like to do is I would like to get a put together a video clip or a video montage of celebrities saying, "I love Drupal," or "I built my site with Drupal. You should too," or, you know, just some silly stuff like that. But why not? Why shouldn't we get, you know, Steve Martin to talk about Drupal?
We're always very impressed with Drupal and ourselves when we hear that Martha Stewart is talking about Drupal in meetings.
Why shouldn't Martha Stewart say the word Drupal. Just talk about it, right? But this is what's happening. That's my point.
We'll see what we can do.
Is other people are talking about their, you know, their blog software. You know, and you know, many famous people are talking about their, you know, their blog software, but Drupal does a far better job and does so much more.
Yeah.
Well, we need to just raise the bar a little bit and go, look, we got to get the world talking about Drupal. We got to get out of the echo chamber. And that's what we're trying to do with Blue Drop Awards. And, you know, we love the community. We love the DA. We love what everybody's doing. Their focus is just not on marketing. And I'm a marketing guy, so that's what I do. So starting this is my way of, you know, giving back value to the Drupal community. And I need help. I mean, there's too much to do.
So, this announcement's going to happen at DrupalCon?
It's going to be, so voting runs up through the last day of DrupalCon, and what we decided to do, so again, one of these decisions that we just made, right? So the DrupalCon is always a huge, it's just a buzz, right? And people love going and they love tweeting about it and talking about it. But then it seems like after the last day of DrupalCon, you know, like 24 hours later, there's like nothing on the interwebs about DrupalCon. It's like just dies, right? There's a trickle of this, a trickle of that, but it's just like, you know, it hits the Drupal wall and see you next year, and that's the last anybody wants to hear about Drupal. So our idea was, let's wait till the Tuesday after DrupalCon. We're gonna let people vote all the way up to the end of DrupalCon, and then the Tuesday after. So let the weekend go by, and my PR lady says press releases, you know, are best delivered on a Tuesday. So which is why the whole site and everything launched yesterday. Is like, well, Tuesday's the time to do it. So the Tuesday after DrupalCon. That's when we're going to make the announcement, and what we're hoping to do is just build off of the DrupalCon momentum, but then kind of carry it past that kind of that dead weekend where it just all kind of dies.
Yeah,
and is that, I mean, a great idea, or should we have done a big party at DrupalCon? Well, I don't know.
You'll find out when people give you a hard time at DrupalCon.
I hope they do, because that means that they care.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is great. Also, I mean, I'm just sort of thinking about it. The more I think about it, it's like press releases and things that people that report things like to see, awards. It's simple sort of soundbite kinds of things that can go out there. Because you're right. I do sort of feel like DrupalCon happens, and then you know, we all get excited heading up to DrupalCon, and then I don't know. Historically, there haven't been a whole lot of like press people at DrupalCon that have been reporting. There hasn't even been a lot to, like, you know, particularly like a lot of announcements, you know, that people are making at DrupalCon. Sure. It's just not that kind of community. At least it historically hasn't been. And so this is nice, sort of a press piece to go out sort of triumphantly after the event.
That's exactly right. So one of the things that that we haven't talked about a lot is, you know, what's the reward for winning a Blue Drop Award? And that's the what you just said is the reward. What we're putting together, and we've hired a professional PR agency to help us do this, but what we're putting together is a package for each of the winners that will include things like a press release, a custom written press release for the winner to release under their, you know, like go to your PR company or PR web or wherever it is that you do it, and here it is, it's done, here's the press release. You know, such and so company won best enterprise website for the work they did on such and so thing. Here's a quote from the owner, a quote from the website, you know, from the, you know, people who own the website. And, but it's professionally done, and it's got some great, information in it, a paragraph about Drupal. And we're creating those and giving them away. we've created some badges that we've done in high resolution so that you can put them on proposals or any kind of printed collateral that you do, or put them on shirts, or your business card for that matter, just something that you can use in the real world, quote unquote, and then also a version that you can put on your website, so people know, hey, we were the ones who built the best, most interesting, best interesting,
like the,
site
the
on the web.
Restaurants that won the city local newspaper,
right,
award 2009, 2010.
Absolutely. Yeah, and why shouldn't they brag?
Yeah.
Sure. The thing is, and here's the thing. We build those great websites, but we don't brag about them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't tell the world, and we should be. We should be. We've got a really great plaque that we're in the process of designing. I know when you hear plaque, you think of a soccer trophy, but this is going to be really different. It's their, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but we've gone in a completely different direction, and I think people will really, really like it, and be proud to hang it on their wall. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff that's going to be distributed to the winners as soon as it's announced.
So are you doing anything at DrupalCon to promote the Blue Drop Awards?
I am so glad you asked me that question. I forgot to mention. So we, I'm the CEO of Valachi, and we've had a presence at DrupalCon for years. I think our first one was out in Boston. And we, for DrupalCon in Denver, have decided that we could best serve the community by giving our booth to Blue Drop Awards. And we're still flying out. We're gonna set the booth up. We're gonna man it. I'm providing the people, and hopefully we get some volunteers to help us do that. But we kind of talked about it and figured, you know what? The best possible thing that we could do for the community is to promote Blue Drop Awards. And the best possible thing for Valachi is for the community to be doing very, very well. And so let's take a flyer. Let's just turn it into the Blue Drop Awards booth. We're going to have a couple of iPads there, and we're going to walk around, and we're going to get people to register and to vote, really just raise the awareness about it. And so that's kind of our game plan for DrupalCon. And in the future, we just gotta test and measure it. We just want to see, hey, is this thing gonna fly? Is this exciting for people? Does this generate the interest that we hope it will? And then adjust. Right now, I got to tell you, all this stuff costs money. It's not cheap to put on an awards program. We thought it would be, but it's not.
Everyone goes in with the best of intentions.
Absolutely. So we're still looking for sponsors. We have now, including Valachi, we have four sponsors. We really need the support of some of the great companies that have been in the Drupal community. The difficult part about it is to prevent any conflict of interest. You can't both sponsor and compete in Blue Drop Awards. So a lot of the companies that have said, hey, do you need some cash to make this happen? I've said, yeah, but you built this really great website. You're not going to enter that? And they're like, oh, well, yeah, I'm going to enter my site. So never mind.
You mean I can't pay you to win?
You can pay me to win, but that won't influence the decision to win, that if you actually win. The community decides. It's not the Ben Finkley Awards. I mean, it's the Blue Drop Awards. We're the Blue Drop community. It's Drupal. Everybody knows the Blue Drop is Drupal.
Yeah.
The community decides.
So why, I'm sure this is a touchy subject, but why are you calling it the Blue Drop Awards and not the Drupal Awards?
That is a, it is a touchy subject. And the most amazing thing about that 11-day window was that for the first 7 days of that, we called it the Drupal Awards. And we actually would have launched the site last week, but I went back and, you know, I want to do this on the up and up, right? I don't want to do this on any kind of, I don't want to, you know, this is not a secret scam thing, and I don't want anybody to even think that, right? Now everybody's thinking that, right? So anyway, we did it, we changed it to the Blue Drop Awards from the Drupal Awards before we launched, because I went back and read the rules about using the word Drupal.
Using the Drupal trademark.
The trademark rules, right. That's right. And you know, the DrupalCon is a different thing. We read those rules too, and we, you know, we think we're in the clear for using the DrupalCon. But the word Drupal, you know, kind of one of the biggest criteria they use to determine if you know, if you're abusing the trademark, is does your event or company or thing sound like it's official from the DA?
It's the thing, right?
The thing, right? And if you call it the Drupal Awards, or even Drupal Awards, it just sounds like it's official.
Right.
You know, it sounds like it's from the DA. And while, I mean, I would love to have the DA's blessing and do this as, you know, the Drupal Awards. And if they offer that, I would certainly take them up on it. But it's the kind of thing where we decided if we go and try and get the permission, it's going to take too long, and we've got to stand the site up. And so a good chunk of this last weekend was spent going through the website and scrubbing it, and changing our messaging and making it into the Blue Drop Awards. We're very proud of Drupal. It's not that we're trying to hide from the fact that we're part of the community. We just want to be very respectful of the Drupal trademark and make sure that, you know, we don't get a week into this and then have to go change it, right? That would be horrible. So,
yeah.
So that's it. And thanks for bringing that up. This is a very touchy subject, but hopefully what it does is it shows people that, you know, that this is something that we're doing for good. This is something we're doing to be very positive in the community, and we don't want this to be controversial at all.
Yeah.
And if it is, then, you know, automatically, then it, you know, you get people who love it and people who hate it. And this brings the community together and gives us something all to be proud of.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really excited about the idea. As you say, this is something that's an idea that's been kicking around for a number of years. And it always sort of seemed like, yeah, but who would do it? How would it happen? And I'm excited that it's just happening. I think that it's going to add a certain level of legitimacy and, as you say, good marketing and, you know, all that same kind of stuff as the Oscars do for the movie industry or the Emmys do for television, you know, and just provide sort of a beacon, you know, simple, as I said, sort of sound bites or whatever it is that are like, oh yeah, well, check out the site that won last year's award.
Absolutely.
Check out the site that's, you know, nominated for this year's award. Yeah. Just because, honestly, you know, there's so much information that come through for people, especially on the internet, that, you know, you need to have these simple things. And it's also a great marker, you know, calling card for the people who built or own the websites.
Wouldn't it be great if somebody saw the prize, of course they're not going to put it on whitehouse.gov, but, you know, something like that, and somebody said, wow, best government website built with Drupal. That's great. What's Drupal? Right?
Yeah.
That's what we want to – I mean, if that happens – wow. I mean, that is just incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
But then take them somewhere where they can have a warm and fuzzy Drupal experience, right? Where they can demo. I mean, as far as I know, there's not a demo site where you can just go play with Drupal. You know, I may just be completely wrong, and maybe somebody has put one up and I just don't know about it. I would love to see just a place where you can go and go, look, here's 15 different variations of Drupal that you'll play with.
With the playing with Drupal, yeah, I mean, the problem is that it's sort of plain vanilla Drupal. And plain vanilla Drupal isn't as interesting as what you can do with Drupal.
That's exactly my point.
Yeah.
What if we could get one of these fantastic websites that was, and this is all just what if, this is just conjecture, right? But what if we could get one of them, take a copy of it, clean out all the private stuff that's in there, and then stand it up and go, you like that site? Here, drive around, play with it.
Or
take a look at it. Post your own content on it.
Yeah.
Just go tweak the theme and see what happens.
Well, and decide right. What are the exemplary sites. And then start to examine them.
That is a great idea, and it happened here on the Lullabot podcast. I want everybody to know that for posterity that idea to stand up a bunch of websites that are like clones of great websites that are out there. I don't want to steal anybody's website. I'm just saying this is an idea that we can maybe do, and give people an opportunity to. To experience firsthand what a well done Drupal site is and what it's about. Out of the box, everybody knows Drupal is a tool, right? And I mean that in a good way. It is a tool to build a website. It is not a website. But we got to show people websites. We got to show them solutions.
Well, and sometimes there's that disconnect between the when you install Drupal and look at it for the first time, and then you look at the finished site, and to have these exemplary sites out there, and maybe to start to write more public case studies about how they were built and what modules were used, and maybe even to take it as far as you're saying, where somehow there's people can kind of get in there and really see, because I know for a lot of new Drupal people, it's sort of like how do you even assemble these things? What are the best practices? What are the pieces that get put together, and how do they get put together?
So. I love Jeff Eaton. He gives some of the best talks, and I saw him speaking. I think it was out at Drupal Camp Berkeley, or what are they call it?
Bad Camp.
That's it. Bad Camp. I'm sorry. So I saw him talk, and he put up on a slide. He said, "Here's a toy truck." And here is, the Lego version of that toy truck, right? And some people want to just have the plastic toy truck and they don't have to worry about it being a truck. And other people want to build the Lego version, right? But the thing that where that analogy breaks down is that even the Lego people who want to build the Lego version, they want to have the step-by-step instructions in front of them so that they can build it.
Right.
Right, and I think that's part of what's missing is people just don't even know what's possible with Drupal because it's very time consuming and difficult to find out. Let's build some marketing. Let's tell them what's possible and what tools were used to do it, so that even if they don't want to build it themselves, they know what to ask for. Right, they know what's possible and they can make educated decisions about picking a platform.
And then your clients will say things like, can you make this more White House-y?
More whitehouse.gov-y? I love that.
Well, Ben, thank you so much.
Thanks for being here. Can I ask one thing of anybody who's listening? So we need three things right now, and we're just getting this started, but we need volunteers. You go to the website, take a look at it, and you can tell we're not web developers over at Valachi.
You're saying that BlueDropAwards.org is not going to win a BlueDrop Award itself?
It is not even up for the contest. I don't think it would pass the nominating process. So we need help with people who can help us with a little bit of design, who can help us with building out the features and just doing a better job of showing off the nominees. We need people to look at the people who are registering on the site and verify them as members of the Drupal community and a number of other things. And if you go to bluedropawards.org/volunteer, there's a list of different things that we need, and then
that's a huge list. You need a lot of help.
We need some help. We need sponsors. if you're listening and you're in the Drupal community and you're a hosting company or you're a you know some other kind of non-developer type company that you know that wants to you know help us put this kind of program together, we need you. And if you go to .org/sponsor. Or is it sponsors? It's one of those. And I'll redirect the other one. So either
sponsor,
one you go.
Sponsor singular.
Okay, sponsor.
Yes.
Sponsor singular. There is information about sponsoring. And then if you are an individual or if you're a company that wants to compete, but you still really believe in what we're doing and you want to make a donation, then go to the .org/donate. And if you go to there right this second, Jeff, then you'll see that it's not quite there yet. And that is part of the problem is that we just – there's only so many hours in a day. And we got to go we got to go stand that page up. But if you go to those pages and every little bit helps and every penny and every second of time that you put into helping us goes back to marketing Drupal.
Well, and the crazy thing is that 5 years from now, this is going to be a huge awards show that's like the Grammys or the Emmys or whatever, and you know, perfectly legitimate. But for now, we're you know getting it going.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? If you want to influence how the awards are put together next time, the way to do that is to get involved this time. So this is my plea to the Drupal community. Help us help you. I can't believe I just said that.
Any other help you need? Volunteers, sponsors.
And just individual
moral,
donations.
Moral support. Right. Feedback.
Absolutely.
Positive and negative.
Some of the best feedback we got was George Demet from Palantir. He went on. He submitted one of the first nominations, and he sent us an email and he said that's about the worst nomination form I have ever seen in my life. He didn't use those exact words, but that was basically what he said. And even if he had just said that would have been okay. But he took it a step further and he went through it step by step and gave constructive feedback on what we needed to change to make it better. And when I got that email, I couldn't have been happier. I was just so pleased. I don't know how to do this. I've never done an awards program before, but George had. And so he gave me that feedback and I went through the nomination form, tightened it up, cleaned up a bunch of things and made it much, much simpler and easier to do a nomination. There's still a lot of fields there. I mean, it's going to take 10 or 15 minutes to nominate a site at this point. But because there's just a lot, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you need to know about a Drupal site. There's good stuff. But in any case, that's that kind of stuff, absolutely, all day long, send it our way, and we'll do our best to make it into something that we can all be proud of.
Great. Well, I wish you well with this, and it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds this year and over time. And I want to also commend you for kind of taking the lead on this. So
you bet. Thanks, Jeff. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing what sites you're going to nominate.
I do too. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Ben. Take care.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.